节，哥罗西书一章十五到二十三节，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌，但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动失去福音的盼望。这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传于普天下万人听的。我保罗也做了这福音的执事。这今天正道的新闻。
Thank you, Lulu.
谢谢服侍的同
学。 I encourage you to come out on Monday nights to the badminton.
我还有礼拜一 晚上我来参加那个羽毛球。
Because you will see Bingo sweat.
因为你会看到 Bingo 流汗。
He is very good at badminton.
他羽毛球打得非常好。
And he needs people to challenge him.
他希望人向他挑战。
Thank you, Bingo.
谢谢 Bingo.
And thank you to everybody who has participated this morning.
那谢谢那弟兄姐妹今天的服侍。
Some years ago, a study of zookeepers revealed something remarkable.
那几年前有个对那动物园的管理员做了研究呢，他揭发了一些令人很惊讶的一些发现。
Most zookeepers have university degrees, yet their income is minimal.
大部分的动物园管理员他们都有大学的学位，但是呢，他们的收入都却是非常少的。
They scrub enclosures.
他们要去刷洗那些动物的圈养他们的圈子。
Scoop waste.
他们要挖他们的粪便。
And work outside, regardless of the weather.
那不管天气怎么样，他们都在外面户外的在工作。
There's no promotion scale.
没有任何的一个升迁的管道。
And zookeepers are not usually held in high esteem.
那动物园的管理员呢？他们在社会上地位并不是很高的。
Yet zookeepers are passionate about their job.
但这些管理员呢？他们对他们自己的工作，他们非常有热心。
Why?
为什么呢？
Zookeepers all share a deep sense that they fulfill a personal destiny.
因为那些动物管理员呢，他们都共同分享了一种感受，就是他们生的命定呢得到了满足。
It's their purpose in life.
这就是他们生命的目的。
Today we begin a series to answer one of the most important questions anyone can ask.
那今天我们开始一个系列，就是一个问题，我们要解答一个问题，很多人试着想要去寻找那个答案。
What on earth am I here for?
我究竟为何而活?
It's a question that many people spend their lives trying to find the answer to.
那这是一个问题呢，很多人穷极一生在追寻的一个答案。
Over the coming weeks, we're going to find out what on earth we are here for.
那接下来几个星期呢，我们就一起来发现我究竟为何而活。
What our purpose is.
我们的目的究竟是为什么?
Why we exist.
我们为什么存在?
But it begins not with us.
但是一开始并不是我，因为我们。
You might think that's strange.
你可能会觉得这很奇怪。
Surely, if we want to know what our purpose is, we should start with what people say our purpose is.
当然，如果想知道说我们的目的是为什么，我们就要从别人认为说我们的目的是什么开始。
Buddha, for example, said, "Your purpose in life is to find your purpose." And give your heart to it.
那就好像佛祖说，你的目的就在寻找你生活的你的目的，然后你把你全心和你的灵魂都放在里面。
Stephen Hawking, the famous scientist, said, "Never give up work. Work gives you meaning and purpose."
那很有名的科学家斯蒂芬霍金他说，千万不要停止工作，因为工作给你的生活有意义。
And he adds that life is empty without it.
他加就加一句话说，生活呢，如果没有工作呢，就是空虚的。
The ancient philosopher Aristotle said this.
那一个很古代的一个哲学家阿里斯多德他说
，Happiness is the meaning and the purpose of life, the whole aim.And the end of human existence.
他说：“快乐呢，就是我们生命的一个目的。那我们人类存在的最终的目的和目标就是这个。”
Stephen Fry, the actor and well-known atheist, said that the only meaning is what we discover inside.
那一个很有名的一个明星，他也是一个无神论者，叫做Stephen Fry。他说：“我们的目的呢，我们生命的目的就是寻找它里面的目的。”在里面看到是什么才是最重要的。
But these ways are all flawed because they make a fundamental mistake.
但这些东西都是有瑕疵的，因为他们一个根本上的一个错误。
They are all subjective.
他们都是主观的。
There is no meaningful point of reference to determine what is true purpose.
因为没有一个有意义的一个参考价值来告诉我们说，到底它的目的是为什么。
If we want to know what on earth we are here for, we must have an objective point of reference.
如果我们想知道说我们的目的是为什么的话，我们必须要有一个客观的一个参考的标准值。
Just as I need to know from an inventor what the purpose of her invention is.
就像我必须要从一个发明家知道说他发明这个事物他的目的是为什么。
So I need to hear from the one who has created everything, including me, to know what our purpose is.
所以我必须要从那个发明万物的人，包括发明我的那个人，知道说我的目的是为什么。
We need God.
我们需要神。
This is why our study book begins with four words.
这是为什么我们研读这本书，它开始是有四个字。
It's not about you.
生命的重心不是你。
Our purpose is not about us.
我们的目的目标不是关于我们自己。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 16 says, For all things were created by him and for him.
哥罗西书一章十六节讲到说，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
Here's the answer to what on earth we are here for.
接下来就是我们在这个目的的为什么。
Everything exists.To display the greatness of Jesus Christ.
万物的存在是为了要彰显耶稣基督他的伟大。
John Piper, the American preacher, said this.
约翰·派普是一个很美国很有名的一个布道家。
It doesn't matter if it's the deepest point in the ocean or the pinnacle of the highest mountain.
他说，不管是在海洋的最深处或者山的最高点。
The smallest atomic particle or the brightest and biggest star.
最小的原子或是最大最亮的星星。
The most numbingly dull detail or the heights of human understanding.
最不明显的细节或是人类能够理解的最深度。
The ugliest bug or the most beautiful human being.
最丑陋的虫或是最漂亮的人类。
Everything exists for Jesus Christ.
每一件事情的存在都是为了耶稣基督。
The purpose of your life and my life, the purpose of all things, of all creation, is for Him.
你生命的目的，我生命的目的，说万物存在的目的是都是为了他。
Isaiah 43 verse 7 says that everyone who is called by God's name has been created.For His glory.
以赛亚书四十三章七节讲到说，就是凡称为我名下的人，是为我自己的荣耀创造的。
This is our purpose.
这是我的目的。
This is what on earth we are here for.
这是我们为什么活着的目的。
So why?
为什么？
Why should we find our purpose in bringing glory to Jesus Christ?
为什么我们在耶稣基督的荣耀里面寻找了我们的目的呢？
It's because of three things.
因为有三件事情。
Who Jesus Christ is.
耶稣他是谁。
What he has done.
还有他所成就的事情。
And the position that he fills.
还有他所在的位置。
Colossians 1 verse 15 says, Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
哥罗西书一章十五节讲到说，
Here's the central truth of Christianity. And the single truth that stunned the first disciples.
那这个信仰的真理呢，在早期的基督徒里面，让他们很惊讶。
Jesus is fully human and fully God.
耶稣他是全然的神，也是全然的人。
Remember when Jesus was sleeping in the back of the boat as he and his disciples crossed the Sea of Galilee?
记得耶稣和他的门徒要越过加利利海吗？
A storm suddenly arose and battered the boat.
有一个飓风兴起，把他们船摇晃了他们的床。
The disciples woke Jesus.
那门徒们他就把耶稣摇起来。
And in Mark chapter 4 verse 39, he commanded the wind and the waves to stop.
在马可福音4章39节，耶稣就命令风浪停止。
How did the disciples react?
那门徒他们反应是什么呢？
They were terrified and asked each other, Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.
他们很惊讶，他们彼此问的说：“这个人到底是谁？”就像风浪就停止，都听他的命令。They
began to see that Jesus was not like anyone else.
他们开始看到耶稣并不像其他的人。They
began to see what they would later declare.
他们开始看到之后，他们发现了耶稣是谁。In
Jesus Christ, they met God.
在耶稣基督里面，他们遇见了上帝。As
a teenager, I had some idea of who Jesus was.
那当我在年轻十几岁的时候呢，我对耶稣的样子呢有一点想法。But
I had a distorted image of him.
但对他我的形象是有点扭曲的。With
long flowing hair.
有很长飘飘的头发。Wearing
a white gown.
白色的长袍。And
hovering just above the ground.
在那个地上地表上面飘来飘去。
That changed when I gave my life to him.
那这些形象呢，在我认识耶稣之后呢，就改变了。That's
when I met Jesus as Jesus truly is.
那就是我遇见的耶稣，我知道他真正的样子是什么。Lord
and God.
神就是耶稣，他是主，他是神。And
from that day to this, when I read about Jesus in the Gospels, I'm excited.
所以从那时候到现在，每次我在福音书里面看到耶稣时候，我就很兴奋。
I'm humbled.
我很谦虚,
I'm stunned.
我觉得很惊讶,
even shocked.
我充满震惊,
because I read how God in Christ loves.
因为我看到神在耶稣里面, 他怎么样去爱,
and cares.
他怎么样去关怀,
and teaches.
教导,
and heals.
和医治,
in Jesus, I discover who God is.
在耶稣里面,
and the longing of my heart is satisfied. Secondly, everything exists for Jesus because of what he has done.
第二个事情,
Colossians chapter 1 verse 20 says that through Jesus, God reconciled to himself all things, whether things on earth or in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
哥罗西书1章20节讲到说，借着他在十字架上所流的血，成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。When
I was 12 years old, I and a friend did something very stupid.
当我在12岁的时候，我和我朋友做一件很蠢的事情。
We stole toys from a local store.
我们从一个店里面，他们偷了一个玩具。
We took them off the shelf.
我们把从架上拿下来。
Put them in a bag.
放在袋子里面。
And walked out of the store.
就离开那个店了。
But after several days, we were caught.
那几天以后，我们被抓到了。
I remember the sadness in my parents' eyes when I was escorted home by a police officer.
我记得那个警察把我带回家时候，我在我父母亲的眼睛里面看到他们失望。
And when my parents were told what I had done,
当他们告诉我父母亲我做了什么事情的时候,
what made it worse was that there was nothing I could do to make it right.
那更糟糕的是，我没有办法做任何事情来补偿这个错误。
I did not have enough allowance to pay for what I had stolen.
我没有办法，我没有足够的钱可以来赔这个玩具。
And I could not change the disappointment my parents felt. My dad had to pay for the stolen toys. And I was given a stern warning by the police. Robbing God by rejecting God and living for ourselves, what we call sin, can't be put right by us either.
拒绝神就好像从神那么偷窃了为自己的活，这就是我们所谓的这个罪。这样的事情，我们不能够靠着自己能够把它矫正过来。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 21 says that before we know Jesus, we are alienated from God.
哥罗西书1章21节讲到说，你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。
Enemies of God because of our evil behavior.
因着恶行，心里与他为敌。
There is no way out for us.
我们自己没有办法解救自己。
But Jesus paid the price so we could be set free.
但是耶稣他付上了代价，说我们可得到释放，可得到自由。
That's what redemption means in Colossians chapter 1, verse 14.
那就是哥罗西书1章14节讲到的一个救赎。
Redemption is a picture from an ancient slave market where women and men were sold into slavery.
那救赎就像在古代的时候有一个奴隶的市场里面，男人和女人被卖到这个奴隶的一个市场。
But Jesus pays so that the slaves go free.
但是耶稣他付上钱了，所以这些奴隶他们就可以自由地走了。His
death on the cross is the price for my freedom.
那他在十字架付上的代价，就是我自由，为我付自由付上的代价。And
now, because I am free, everything changes.
但是因为现在我自由了，所有的事情都改变了。I
want to live for Jesus.
我要为耶稣而活。
I want my purpose in life to reflect the joy of being set free by Jesus.
我要我生命的目的呢，因为要反现出耶稣他释放我得到自由的这种喜乐。
I exist for Jesus because of what he has done.
我的存在是为了耶稣，因为他为我身上成就的事情。
Finally, everything exists for Jesus because of the position he occupies.
最后，所有的事情只是为存在，是因为耶稣他所在的一个位置。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 18 says Jesus is the firstborn from among the dead so that in everything he might have the supremacy.
哥罗西书1章18节讲到说，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他在凡事上可以居首位。
No other person has conquered death.
没有人能够战胜死亡。
All the great philosophers.
最大的一个哲学家。
All the scientists.
科学家。
Politicians,
政治家,
movie stars,
或明星,
and religious leaders who die remain dead.
那还有一些宗教家，他们死了以后就还是死了。
Why give our lives to people or ideas that will not last?
为什么把我们的生命给那些东西是没有办法永远存在的呢？
I only ever played sport for my school once.
我曾经只有一次在参加我们学校的球类的运动。
It was a rugby competition. To represent my high school was a great honor.
代表我高中，这是很大的一个荣耀。Walking
onto the rugby field to face our opponents, we felt on top of the world.
那我们走向橄榄球场的时候，面对我们的敌人的时候，我感觉我在世界的顶端。But
within the first few minutes, we felt as if we had been buried under the ground.
但几分钟之后，我马上发现说，我们被埋在土里面了。We
lost badly.
我们输了很惨。It
is one of the most embarrassing moments of my time in high school.
那这是我们高中里面一个最让我觉得很难堪的一个时期。I
wanted to be on the winning side.
我要在得胜的那一方。But
I was on the side of shame.
但是我却在这丢脸那一方。Before
the game, our purpose was clear.
在我们一开始比赛之前，我们的目的是很清楚的。After
the game, our efforts were quickly forgotten.
那在比赛之后呢，我们的努力都被忘记了。As
followers of Jesus, we're on the winning team.
当我们跟耶稣在一起的时候，我们就在得胜的那一边。We
follow one who has conquered death.
我们跟随他是因为他是已经战胜了死亡。He's
alive. He's exalted.
他是活着的，他已经被高举。
In fact, we follow one who holds history in his hands.
我们跟着那一个，他把历史掌握他手中。
Revelation 5 verse 9 reminds us that Jesus is worthy to take the scroll and open its seals.
启示录第五章九节告诉我们说，耶稣他是配拿书卷，配揭开七印的。
And the seals are the symbols of all of history.
这个七印就是代表着整个人类的历史。
And he can open them because you were slain, it says, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation.
那他可以揭开七印，是因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。
Why give our lives for any purpose less than Jesus?
为什么我们要把我们生命给一切比耶稣基督还不如的人事物呢？
Only by following Him do our lives make an eternal difference.
只有借着跟随他，我们的生命才能够永恒的不一样。
Because He is exalted to the highest place.
因为他被高举，就在至高之处。
So it's not about you or me.
所以不是关于你。
It's about Jesus.
是因为关于耶稣。
In Jesus, we meet God, the only one who gives an objective measure for what life's purpose is.
在耶稣里面，我们遇见的神，他能够给我们的生命的目的有一个客观的一个参考的标准。
Because of Jesus, we are set free.
因为耶稣，我们被释放得自由。
He paid the price.
他付上了代价。
Our purpose is fulfilled by following the one who has set us free.
我们的目的会得到满足，如果我们跟着那位，那我们释放得自由的那一位。
And Jesus is the one in whom all creation finds its meaning.
那耶稣就是所有受造的万物得到在里面得到找到意义。
For in everything he has the supremacy.
因为在万物之中他居首位。
I recently watched the movie Ford versus Ferrari.
我最近看了一个电影，就是《极速车王》。
It's the story of Carroll Shelby.
关于 Carroll Shelby 他这个人。
The man who put his name to some of the most exciting high-performance cars in the United States.
那他的名字在美国，他很多高性能车上看得到。
And of Ken Miles.
和 Ken Miles.
His outspoken mechanic and supreme race car driver.
Ken 是他的直言无讳的一个技师和他的赛车选手。
The movie is about their success in building a Ford race car.
那他们的这个电影是关于说他们很成功的建造了一个福特的一个赛车。
A car to challenge Ferrari.
这个赛车是要来挑战法拉利。
In the world famous 24-hour endurance race.
就在一个很全世界很著名的24小时的一个耐力赛。
At Le Mans in France in the 1960s.
在1960年，在法国勒芒这个地方。
Early in the movie, Shelby says that there are some people who know what they want to do in life.
在一开始电影的时候呢，谢比他想说，有些人呢，他知道在他们生命里面，他想要去做什么事情。
They are fortunate, he says.
他说他们很幸运。
But then he says this.
接着他这么说。
But there are a few.
但是有少数。
A precious few.
极数很珍贵的少数
who find something they have to do.
他们找到一些事情，他们觉得他们一定要做。
Something obsesses them.
有事情让他们觉得很着迷。
Something that if they can't do it, is going to drive them clean out of their mind.
如果这个事情他不做的话，他会疯掉了。
Whether you are someone new to Christian faith,
不管你是不是对这个信仰是新的
or someone who has followed Jesus for years,
或是您跟随耶稣基督很久了。
Whether you are someone who is searching,
或是你是正在寻找
or someone who remains aloof,
或是你还是觉得漠不关心
whether you are someone who is longing to deepen your love for Jesus,
或是你是那个你想要更加深跟耶稣基督一个爱
or someone who is uncertain about what discipleship will mean,
或是你不是很确定说门徒是什么呢
the question remains,
这个问题还是在的
what on earth are you here for?
我们究竟为我们活的目的是为什么
？What is your purpose？
你的目的是什么
？What is the one thing that obsesses you？
有什么事情让你很着迷的
？That compels you？
你觉得你一定要做的
This morning we begin a journey.
今天早上我们开始一个旅程。
A journey to explore what on earth we are here for.
那我们一起来这个旅程开始，我们寻找我们究竟为何而活。
This journey will encourage us.
这个旅程会来鼓励我们。
Challenge us.
挑战我们。
Provoke us.
它会激发我们。
Delight us.
会让我们觉得很高兴。
Strengthen us.
会给我们力量。
Unite us.
会让我们结合在一起。
Fulfill us.
会充满我们。
And bless us.
会祝福我们。
It will answer the question.
它将会回答这些问题。
But the answer is not about us.
但是答案不是关于我们。
It's about Jesus.
是关于耶稣。
All things were created by him and for him.
一切事物都是被他所创造的，也是为了他而造的。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to sing a hymn in a few moments.
接着我们回应诗歌。
And afterwards, there will be opportunity for those who want to receive prayer.
那之后呢，你们如果需要代祷的话呢？
If you want to receive prayer, you're welcome to come to the front, and there will be those here who will pray with you.
如果需要代祷的话，你可以到前面来，我们前面代祷的弟兄姐妹可以帮你一起祷告。
Otherwise, you're welcome to gather in the gym at the refreshments.
不然，之后你也可以到 gym 里面享受茶点。
So let's stand together and sing. How great thou art.